says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry.
Lovely.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. And we've got a very special guest, John P. O'Connell from Dublin. And that voice you just heard there, John, that's another classic American
voice.
It's
terrific. I love it. I love it. Absolutely. Deep, and you know, it's got a great soul feeling.
Yes.
You know, I like it.
Boy, do we owe – our country music owes such a debt to Irish and Scottish folk music. Our love of the fiddle, for example, comes from there. Yeah. And the rhythms and the strength that you hear in that folk strength that you hear in that singing, it comes from nation and others in Europe. The that was Hank Williams Jr., the son of the legendary Hank Williams, who died when he was only 29 years old. But that's Hank Williams Jr. And let me read. Here's something wonderful, folks. John P. O'Connell there in Dublin was recommending to us this website, the Celtic People's Party of Ireland. Here's their statement of purpose. I love it. You could apply this to any one of our nationalist movements. We all believe what Tony O'Neill. You had to check my notes. Tony O'Neill is saying here, the Celtic People's Party of Ireland, and just put in the American Freedom Party there, put in Front National, put in Freiheitlich Partei Österreich, put in Sveria Demokraterna. The Celtic People's Party of Ireland is a political organization committed to preserving and promoting our Celtic culture, and then substitute for Celtic, whatever, you know, Scandinavian culture or Austrian culture. And people, for us, American, we believe in equal rights for all the peoples of mankind, including the Celtic people. We do not advocate anything for European Celtic people that we would not freely grant to all other peoples. In fact, the same rights we advocate for Celtic people also apply to the Jewish people in Israel, the Palestinian people in occupied Palestine, the Tibetan people in Tibet, etc. We support self-determination, freedom, and self-preservation for all peoples. Our political goal is the national and cultural renewal of Ireland, substitute America, Sweden, Austria, as the historic home of the Celtic Irish people. That's beautiful, John.
Yeah, there you are, you see. It
and
is really...
Yep.
Now I do have a cell phone number for Tony. You're welcome to it. I'll give it out if you want to.
No, don't.
Okay.
I said, what I encourage you to do, you can always reach me. And if you book anybody
sure.
you book in Europe, I don't care where they are in Europe, any nationalist in Europe, we would love to have them on the show. Just go ahead and tell them
no problem.
You're going to be on the show. Well, you know, you've stayed with us over an hour. I want to thank you so much, Mr. O'Connell.
Well, thank you for having me. I have to say I totally enjoyed it. But I mean, you know, Skype allows you anywhere in the world, so there's no problem with time. It doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't cost you either, for that matter, I don't think so either, in your end.
Yeah.
You know, when you Skype is free, so that's the great advantage to you.
Oh, and Mike, is that you?
Yeah, but where is the city of Dan? Over there in the Isles, Scotch, Ireland, somewhere. Is there not
Daniel
a city
O'Connell,
called
Daniel O'Connell, you mean?
No,
city
it's
of
just
Dan.
Dan. It's just called Dan. I've seen it on the map. I was just wondering why in the world there's a city in the middle of Ireland, I think it is, that's called Dan. I've heard over the years, like, that the tribe, the northern tribes of Israel, of course, got dispersed, and
you're thinking of actually Derry. You're thinking of Derry.
No, just called Dan. It's just the city of Dan.
Mike, by the way, Mike, I loved what you had to say about those buxom babes astride those 500-pound
bombs. The buzz bombs. They should look happy being a...
We got to revoke all those guys' medals and everything. We got to revoke all those medals.
We get a written apology. Maybe we can,
Written apology. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Then we can do the last rite.
What state are you in, sir? What state are you in?
I'm in Kentucky, the Irish whiskey. Kentucky bourbon. I think that was Hank Williams Sr.'s problem. He liked the Kentucky bourbon a little too much.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome over here sometime. You're welcome to Dublin sometime as well, you know. So,
never know. I might come in, run across some drug dealer's briefcase full of cash and be able to afford to come over there.
Mike, thank you. Mike, anytime you think of a great story like those buzz bombs with the babes on them, please call into the show. We love the humor. And thank you, brother.
There is some other people that wants this.
We've got one more.
I better get off here so others can get in.
Take care, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks.
It seems to be people flashing up there, so I don't know.
We just have one more, but we're gonna bid farewell to you, John, because I don't want to keep you up any later there in the Irish night.
No problem at all. It's always a delight and a pleasure with you.
Yeah, let's. Can we switch up? Well, but let's go to Allen in South Carolina. Let's go to Allen in South Carolina.
Is Mr. O'Connell still there?
Yes. Is this Allen?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Allen.
I'm politically correct with anybody but an Irishman these days, so I'm calling because we had planned to apply for a rally permit under the name American Resistance Underground. ARU, and because we chose that, some of us go to these Celtic celebrations and are familiar with the old Celtic war hoop. Could we get away without offending you by spelling the Celtic war hoop ARU, or how do you spell it? How do you prefer to spell it?
Yeah, you got it right there, sir. Yeah, you got it right. And if you want any more help, Tony is the man to get in touch with there. Tony O'Neill on the Celtic People's Party, he would give you a lot more insight to the history of that.
Can we get that on the internet? Celtic People's Party?
Yeah, the CelticPeople'sParty.org, yeah.
Okay, well, again, we figured it. We had our little flag rally. We wanted to include the Aaron Gobrah, the Gaston flag, Betsy Ross, and probably the Confederate, too. And these days, you can be readily attacked for having a flag rally. We'll use the Celtic war to come out, I think. That's probably a poor rendition.
Oh, he wants to know how that might sound, John.
It's a good thing, James. Obviously, your man, he would have all that information better than I, about
Alan?
It.
Alan, you and I talked on the phone the other day, and I'm still working on getting you back in touch with Bob Whitaker.
Oh, okay, great. I was wondering about it.
Yeah,
my voicemail was messed up, but I got it checked out by the technician, and he said, no, you're working, so we just haven't gotten
it. Alan, not only do I, folks, Alan goes way back with Bob Whitaker, and so we're going to connect him up, and Alan's right there, just west of Columbia, where Bob Whitaker is located, so these are two old buddies that the American Freedom Party report is going to reconnect, and Bob Whitaker, wonderful American Freedom Party director, and Alan, it's a funny thing. Both of you South Carolinians, you could pass for twin brothers in your voice. You sound so much alike.
That's it. Certainly. Absolutely.
And Alan, thank you very much.
I think that one time I said to a person that I'd been traveling around the country so much, I was beginning to sound like a Yankee. He said, no, you don't. And I said, thanks. When I said thanks, he was surprised. James, because I want to remind you that New York once proposed to form a Mid-Atlantic alliance and secede and join the South in our war for independence. So when I say Yankee, you're not included. The New Yorkers are basically on our side. Still are.
Well, the Al, do you have any...
It's a humor amongst all this, the slander, defamation, and propaganda, too, you know.
Well, now, Alan, let me ask you, do you have your popcorn ready? Are you ready for the debate tonight?
Well, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to stand it or not. I might turn on the Republic Broadcasting and listen to that and watch what happens to see if there's any food fights.
Well, I think it's going to be wonderful. Everybody's going to be watching. But let me thank Mr. O'Connell from Ireland. It's wonderful to hear from you in Dublin. And it really, you're keeping us connected and current on our European cousins. Thank you so much, John.
Yeah, that really is a pleasure. Thank you again, James, for having
us. We'll have you on us. It's your first convenient opportunity. We'd love to have you back on.
Well, certainly. I mean, we can create diversity of different listeners because the listeners that phone in are equally as important. That brings the vitality, brings the whole show, and maybe we can develop something in Europe as well through yourself and through the broadcaster out there, through the producers. Who knows?
Thank you so much. We'll see you again soon.
God bless now. God bless you.
That sounds like Eddie Bourne.
So now, folks, we've got a little less than an hour left here in our show. Let me put out the call-in number again. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything and everything of patriot interest.
Hey, Jane, George has a theme here.
Sure.
I'll steal your thunder. America loves dashing debonair men. America loves Donald Trump. They love Joe Namath. They love Henry Ford. They love dashing, debonair men. And they still do, just like the fellow who said that, you know, beautiful young ladies are painted on the bombs going overseas. And the radical feminists are the ones pushing all the buttons here. And I think most of America is vomiting and laughing at them. And, you know, Donald Trump has fabulous female admirers all over the country. And there's lots and lots that, like he said, they would trade places with his wife in a New York minute. So, all you bitter feminists out there on CNN and whatnot, you're going to lose. America's women love real men, and they always have. And it's going to win out this time, too. What do you think, James?
Yes. I mean, that's the message I'm getting. And, speaking of real women, we've got some real women, some brave women, Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, and Kathleen Willey. And I've got a little audio from them that I think I'll play. Let's try that. Let me see if I can get it. This is up on the Drudge Report. He's got it linked at the very top of the page, and that means 3 million people are seeing this. And his feature tonight for Drudge is Tonight, Trump versus the World, an excellent, handsome picture of a real man, Donald Trump, and who is Matt Drudge is completely in support of. There's a smaller picture of a real stupid-looking Paul Ryan, making a funny, sticking his tongue into his cheek, making a kind of a grotesque face. And the title of that segment is called Pussy Whipped. And it's a reference to, really, to Paul Ryan's character and his rhino character, his neocon self. And here's some of the interesting headlines from Matt Drudge, just to show you how much he's on our team. Protesters taunt Clinton at Milwaukee rally. I love that. That's the ones where the protesters yelled, "You're a rapist." Boy, here's one. You know, again, no squeamishness for Matt Drudge. People are adults. They can handle this. Paula Jones. Bill was, well, I don't know if I can, Matt Drudge has got more guts than I do.
Come Bill on, was, Anthony James.
No, I he's got more guts than I do. Bill was getting blank, sucked under Oval Office desk and 1 second term.
That's Ooga, college. Ooga, dive, dive, dive.
That was Paula Jones' story. That's at the top. Matt Drudge has got it at the top. So he's saying, okay, Hillary, you want to talk sex? We're going to talk sex. And you're going to be sorry you brought it up. Here's another headline. Willie, that's Kathleen Willie, calls for Hillary to resign from campaign. Here's another headline. Clinton victims unite. And we may get some audio from that in a moment. Let's see here. Border cops tell us election is driving new crisis. That is, the non-whites are rushing the border. It's just a total rush down there now, apparently. Here's another headline. Obama rushes 900 refugees in one day. That might be reference to the deal where they were supposed to be deported, and instead he had them sworn in as citizens instead of being deported. Here's another story. It's Matt Drudge, it's wall-to-wall, folks. This is the top website in the world. Majority of Paris attackers entered Europe posing as refugees. And when I say top website in the world, remember, I alluded to the fact earlier, America's the largest white nation on the earth by a lot. You know, John P. O'Connell's wonderful Ireland has 5 million Irish men and women living there in their home. 5 million. America has 5 million white people living in Los Angeles. So that's how big we are. And when the top American website, Matt Drudge, when we talk about that, we can just automatically infer the top website in the world, because just simply because of our numbers. That's how important our fate is, important to the rest of the white race. If we go down, we really make it hard for little nations like Ireland to stand up in a world that's going to be full of Indias and Chinas and Nigerias with huge populations.
We're not going to go down, James.
Yes. Here's another one. German police make new raid in hunt for refugee planning bomb attack. Sanders supporters seethe. These are all stories. You need both a public and private position. That's a quote from Hillary in her now leaked emails, where she's telling Goldman Sachs bankers, hey, there's two Hillary Clintons, the real one who's speaking to you now, and the phony pretend one who talks to the public.
Hillary has three positions, James. Public, okay. Private, and missionary.
Yeah. She dreams of open trade and open borders. That's another Matt Drudge story today. I'm reading them all to you. It's wall to wall. Here we go. Jennifer Flowers. Quote, Bill Clinton told me Hillary had eaten more, famous word, than he had.
You mean carpet, Jane?
Yeah. Well, it's a five-letter word that starts with P and ends with Y. Supporters mob Trump Tower. Another story. Thousands cheer for him to stay on. Another story. Here's a nice one. GOP mega donors Robert and Rebecca Mercer stand by Trump. It's a good one. We've got a little break. We'll come right back out.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I've been thinking about a fortune, and I've decided
back,
I'm really not to blame.
And, well, that takes me back. Sounds like the Moody Blues.
It is the Moody Blues.
And all you young folks out there, that was a band a long time ago, back when America was white, actually.
Back when bands had talent.
And Britain was white, very white. And Scotland was white. France was white. Germany was white. Ireland was white. Canada was white. Australia was white. It's hard for young people to believe this because of what they see in their schools, which have such a tidal wave of non-whites coming into them, that in the memory, the clear memory of people that are not that much older than you, we're not ancient, we're not antiques. It seems like yesterday to us, America was a more than 90% white nation and had been stably so for a century. And more, we had been our immigration laws secured our borders, and we were not becoming non-white year by year by year. In fact, you're not going to believe this, young folks out there. In fact, some of you older people may not believe this either. America between 1920, this is a statistical fact, and 1965, when Teddy Kennedy, oh. Oh, you Democrats out there are all scandalized by Donald Trump. You remember the name Mary Jo Kopechne? Huh? Dying, gasping for air in the back of the car that Teddy Kennedy drove off the Chappaquiddick Bridge and left her there to die in the car. She could have been rescued by the fire station that was just up the road that Teddy Kennedy walked past as he fled Chappaquiddick and avoided the ferry, swam across over to the mainland so that he wouldn't be detected as having been with another one of his bimbos. And I shouldn't use that word for Mary Jo. The poor girl, you know, in the car with, and Teddy Kennedy, you Democrats out there, was reelected to the Senate several times after Chappaquiddick. And John Kennedy, he was reputed to have had to have a different woman every day. But that's okay with Anderson Cooper, the gay interviewer who's going to be running the debate tonight. That's okay with him. That's not a scandal. Teddy Kennedy's a hero to him. But Donald Trump using a word, not killing a woman in Chappaquiddick, that was murder, folks. Leaving her in the car, he got out of the car, got out the window. He knew she was in there. He knew she was alive. He says he dove a few times to try to get to her. Oh, and by the way, when he left the car, he was leaving her there to die, thinking that nobody would know he was driving that car. It probably took a long time for her to die in the car there. Anyway, here's a nice headline. John Voight defends Trump. This is all on Matt Drudge. If you're listening to this show, I salute you, sir. His entire page that reaches 3 million people, and that's so important, is devoted to defending Donald Trump. The whole thing, folks. I'm just realizing it now. There are one or two, you know, general interest stories, but it's all defending Trump and supporting him. Here's one from John Voight answering the idiot Robert De Niro. John Voight defends Trump remarks, blasts Robert De Niro for ugly rant. Good for you, John Voight. He said, I am so ashamed of my fellow actor Bobby De Niro's rant against Donald Trump. What foul words he used against a presidential nominee. And he says, who has worked harder than any other man I know in the past year and a half to get a good message to the American people. Wow. Isn't that nice?
Now the battle lines are drawn here, James.
And then he said, he also had another comment about this latest baloney scandal with Donald Trump. He said, I don't know of too many men who haven't expressed some sort of similar sexual terms toward women, especially in their younger years. And then he says, and let's see.
Well, American women are pretty potty mouthed too.
Yeah. There's a little bit more good stuff here from Voight. We've got half an hour left. Stay with us, and we'll take more calls right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Back, folks, and Matt Drudge gives us a peek into the debate coming up here. He's got the information has come out that the first set of questions that we're going to hear tonight will be about Donald Trump's vulgar comments and the fallout from it, and that Hillary Clinton will get the first question. Moderators Anderson Cooper of CNN and Martha Raddatz of ABC have adjusted their plan for the debate in light of the Trump tape, sources told CNN Money. So they're going to open with that. That's great. That's great. And rather than talk about the economy or anything else, I love it. Let's go right in and take the gloves off on round one. And so let's see what we get. We've got some great callers. We've got Joe in Indiana, Terry in Mexico, and I'm taking that's not Mexico, Missouri, a town I know, and Joel in Wisconsin. Let me confuse the engineer a little bit. Let's go first to Terry in Mexico.
Hi, Mr. Kelso. Thank you for considering my budget and taking me first. You know, man, that guy that you had on here a while back, this program mentioned, what was it, Identity Island and a medieval system. And what he said, John O'Connell was his name, that's right. And what he said was that they're taking people that are still working on medieval system and moving them to contemporary nations. And I just want to thank him for that, because I don't think that there's anything that can dial in better to what's happening. I have seen now in Mexico here, we're getting people that are black as coal. They appear to be probably, you know, from sub-Saharan Africa. And they're riding bicycles and stuff like that. So this is truly a global thing. But what I really called about...
Oh, now, Terry, before you go to your next topic, I want to stay on that one, because that's a very hot story right now in the United States. Of course, the media, the lamestream media is not reporting it, but people like Drudge are reporting it. And that is this. We have been told, and you're confirming it right now, that there is a tidal wave of Africans and Asians that are flooding into Mexico right now. Oh. And let's connect the dots. Why are they flooding into Mexico? Well, what is? Can you say the word staging area? They're staging.
Yeah, exactly.
Staging for their next move, welcomed by Barack Obama, who's right now waving them across the border right now. Barack Obama might as well be down there on the Rio Grande with pom-poms, cheering them across the border. Have I got that right?
I can tell you that we must consider why it happened that 3.6 billion rounds of 7.62x39 ammunition was purchased by the Obama administration. And they don't fit our guns. We use M16s as 5.32, different banana. And then, but can I get on to another subject here right quick?
Sure. Sure, but thank you for confirming that report we're reading up here, that Mexico is being flooded by invaders into Mexico.
That's true, and I've even gone from walking around El Paso, a very peaceful city. I've gone from walking around unarmed to going armed. And when I see somebody on my side of the street that looks suspicious, I go to the other side of the street, and God help one of them suckers if they follow me to the other side of the street. This is getting weird. And so anyway, you must have an itinerary on your show, right, where you just go, you know, from one bullet point to another. Is that correct?
This show is entirely freeform. It's entirely we go where you take us, Terry.
Okay. Let me put something down to everybody out there. I was hoping that on your itinerary you had, but we're getting close to the end of the show now. I was hoping that on your itinerary you had the Russia issue. Russia put 40 million people in bomb shelters this week. But it hasn't showed up on, you know, CNN, of course. And so what we have here, 40 million people went to bomb shelters this week. That is because, I'm sure, Putin knows that the clown in the White House is going to pull some crap to not Trump, you know, to say, well, we have a national emergency, and you know, that's it. And we can't have an election right now. Or words to that effect. So,
well, and backing up what you're saying, Terry, let's talk about Russia. Backing up what you're saying, the story is also on Matt Drudge today. that Russia has deployed Iskander nuclear-capable missiles to Kaliningrad, their isolated Western enclave on the Baltic, within the 200-mile, no, they have a 450-mile range. They can easily reach Berlin. So nuclear-capable missiles now deployed westward. Also, the Russians have announced a no-fly zone over Syria, and they've deployed their naval anti-ship missile system. They've also employed their deployed their top anti-aircraft batteries to Syria.
And, a few months ago, the S-400 came in. And now they're even supplementing that with the S-300s, which is a inferior but very substantial, you know, thing.
And the thing to consider, the thing that folks out there, because you're not getting informed by the media, so all this is kind of new to you and you're not familiar with it and they're hiding it from you. The ISIS and the other clowns, terrorists operating in Syria, sponsored by the Obama administration, they don't have an air force, unless you consider. Well, they don't have an air force, so an anti aircraft system is meant not for them. Who's it meant for, folks? Us. That's there in case Obama wants to start a war in Syria. Syria, the Russians intend to be ready for it. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, I think that the U.S. Will, because of this thing with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and they're planning on totally subverting the election results. I think if I just don't, you know, you've heard Trump say, I like Vladimir. He's a man. He's an actual man, and I think he's going to stand up for his country. And we need to do business with them financially, and we can all get, you know, make money, get rich, whatever. But this is not boding well with people.
Well,
like,
he's a nationalist. He's a nationalist who wants to defend his Russian people, and he sees Islamic terrorism. Of course, has badly Russia with the Chechen rebels and so on has experienced horrible terrorist acts, horrible slaughter in Russia launched by radical Islamic terrorism that Donald Trump talks about constantly. And so Donald Trump respects that in Vladimir Putin. He is a nationalist who puts Donald Trump says America first. Vladimir Putin says Russia first. And
there
you
go. That's what our president should be saying. But on Friday, our own Secretary of State, but one of his henchmen, said that Russia can expect terrorist bombings, you know, on its country. And there was something else that was just, oh, we're going to send the Russians home in body bags.
And this, well, you know, I don't know how many days, George, George, how many days do we have till the election? Something like 29 or?
That's 28.
28 days, folks. How much is going to happen in the next 28 days? And George and I, you know, if Julian Assange, if you're listening there in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and I just, you know, I didn't realize this, how bad it is. He has been confined by the government of Great Britain at the behest of the U.S. The U.S. is the dark force here. Julian Assange has been in this tiny Ecuadorian embassy, which is not a secure, it's just a building on a street with a plain old glass doors. He's been there, in there under threat of death for 4 years, folks, 4 years. And all he's doing is telling the truth. He's getting, but with WikiLeaks, he's getting the information about these bastards who run our government and who run the governments of Europe. He's getting the truth out, and he's not even a partisan for Donald Trump. He simply wants people to know what the hell is actually going on. What do these Hillary Clintons actually say in their emails that caused Debbie Wasserman Schultz and five other the head honchos, the whole leadership of the Democratic National Committee had to walk the plank and get out of town? Well, they didn't get out of town, did they? Debbie Wasserman Schultz was immediately hired by Hillary Clinton for a top job in her campaign. This is so corrupt. It stinks so bad, folks. And how much more will we have? I'm trying to say this, Terry. Julian Assange, drop the hammer now. Give us everything. Give us everything you've got on Hillary. And because the other side, you're right, Terry, who knows what other nastiness they have in store for us in the next 28 days. A war, you know, some kind of national crisis that's been manufactured. More of these phony stories to divert us off of what Donald Trump is saying. Have you ever seen an election like this, Terry?
No, of course not. And you just consider 40 million. Now, that's the size of five New Yorks going into bomb shelters this week. Yeah. This drill started on the 4th and went through the 7th. And
I'm hearing it, Terry. Yeah, that's how bad our media is. I'm hearing it from you on my own radio show right here for the first time.
Okay,
and you're
man.
In Mexico.
I got to
hear it from Terry in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank God for our alternative media, for our, you know, our ability to communicate like this. Which, by the way, Barack Obama just seriously has threatened our internet, our
He's
lifeline.
He's a Muslim terrorist.
He gave it away to the United Nations.
Anybody say, looking at his history, he is a Muslim terrorist?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But Terry, I thank you for being able to listen where you are, and please give us an update from Mexico soon.
Will do. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Boy, that was a great call. That's a great call, folks. Let's go. We got two more to squeeze in here: Joe in Indiana and Joel in Wisconsin. Let's go first to. Okay, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin, and my apologies to Joe in Indiana. My fault for keeping you on too long. Let's go to Joel. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, I have some advice for Donald Trump. I left him my number, but he hasn't called back yet for the debate.
Okay.
even though there's 35 years worth of corruption that you could bring up on Hillary Clinton, what happened this year in 2016 is she testified in front of Congress under oath, and she lied on numerous occasions, and that is called perjury. I don't hear anybody talking about that. They'd rather talk about what Trump said 11 years ago. But
Go ahead, George. Go ahead, George.
Oh, that's Joel. Joel, continue, please.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing how our media doesn't bring that up, or nobody's brought it up. I sure hope that Donald Trump brings it up, because perjury is perjury.
Well, you know, Donald Trump got it right. I remember early in the campaign, I wondered why he was saying this so much. I mean, you know, I'm not a dumb bunny, but even I didn't get it as clearly as Donald Trump did. Donald Trump, at the very beginning of the campaign, said Hillary Clinton's not going to jail. Hillary Clinton's not going to be indicted. This, that, and the other is not going to happen to Hillary Clinton. This about Hillary Clinton is not going to be reported. And then Donald Trump gave us the reason. He said, because the media is covering for Hillary Clinton, and Obama is covering for Hillary Clinton. So Donald Trump, at the very beginning of his campaign, more than a year ago, he was on to this. He was right. She wasn't going to be indicted. There's one of the stories on Matt Drudge right now is has the FBI turned into an arm of the Democratic Party? That's how seriously this guy, James Comey, this guy is completely corrupt. And he's corrupted this great organization, the FBI. But go ahead, Joel. You just got me going.
James Comey's boss is Loretta Lynch, and her boss is Barack Obama. Now, if he's been talked to and said that Hillary's going to be the next president, so you don't say anything bad about her, well, you know, doesn't that kind of fit in? Barack Obama goes out campaigning with Hillary, and that's both of their bosses, Loretta Lynch's and James Comey. You know, you take orders from your boss.
Right. Here's what the American people are learning as they've never learned it before. And even somebody like myself, is I've been saying it for years, but now I'm learning it's more true than even I knew. The media runs the show. and the, you know, the look at the latest column. William Crystal is just jumping up and down. This super Zionist neocon phony Republican, William Crystal, is just jumping in, up and down with glee about this latest Donald Trump tape thing. And these people have got our, they've got us by the throat. They have our whole information scheme, our whole ability to know anything. Our whole information system is under their control. And only show, thank goodness we have this alternative media, our only chance to get around that blockade. We've got a little break here. We'll come right back right after this.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks, with our last segment. I want to thank everybody who's participated, and our last caller is may still be with us. Joel, are you there in Wisconsin? Okay, we're the board's clear, folks, and we're not going to have time to take another call. So it'll be George and myself here just saluting and thanking all of you. I just saw a little bit of update here on what's going to happen tonight that we are all going to be watching, the debate. Boy, is this thing looking rigged. Ooh. It's going to be Anderson Cooper, hostile. Martha Raddatz, hostile. And here's the rigged setup. They're going to have 40 so-called uncommitted voters picked by the Gallup organization. Now, what kind of a person is uncommitted at this point? That's got to be some kind of an idiot who hasn't not able to decide yet who to vote for. So it's got to be 40 idiots, but no one who's a Trump supporter. Okay, that's ruled out. Uncommitted voters, 40 of them. They submitted questions this morning to Raddatz and Anderson Cooper. Cooper and Raddatz have been going through the questions. And they, at their sole discretion, will pick which ones to ask. Boy, is that a setup. Because what these two hostile insiders, Raddatz and Cooper, they just throw out any questions they don't like that don't help Hillary. They accept the questions that help Hillary. Then, at their sole discretion, they get to ask follow-up questions, Cooper and Raddatz, of their own. So, George... This is an ambush, and so our man is going to have to be incredibly, incredibly eloquent to beat it back.
Wish him luck, James.
Yeah, and he can do it. Our man's got the stuff to do it. But there you go, folks.
Comment, if he's able to beat his opposition totally on their terms, he has a mandate to eliminate their whole effing organization.
Yes. So I'm with you, George, and all the rest of you out there waiting now for the debate, which will start at it'll start at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So that thing's going to start here in 3 hours. Wow. What can we say?
We're major thank you to Mr. O'Connor for coming to us tonight.
Yeah, John P. O'Connell from Dublin. And now we'll be back with you tomorrow night. And we'll have a full, analysis of what happens tonight. And let me just see if Donald Trump's going to have a rally. Let me just quickly look.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yes, Wilkes-Barre is on the schedule. So here's what I'm hoping to see. I think this is what we will see, folks. 8,500 people crammed into the Wilkes-Barre Arena, thousands and thousands, maybe 10,000 more outside. We'll have our own Rob in New Jersey. He's going to be there with six American Freedom Party folks. And that's on Monday. Donald Trump, two events. He's going to be in Ambridge, Pennsylvania at 3:30. We'll cover that. Wilkes-Barre at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will cover that. And I am looking forward. This will be the first event at which Donald Trump has had tens of thousands of his devoted, on-fire supporters like you out there in the audience having a chance to say, go, Donald, go, to hell with these people. Damn the torpedoes. Let's charge. That's what we're going to see tomorrow. That is going to be a real privilege to be able to report that. We'll have two such events. We'll see all of you tomorrow. Thanks.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance.
prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.